This is The Coaching Inn, a podcast from 3D Coaching.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to The Coaching Inn. My name is Ruth Bennett. I'm a PCC coach working with 3D Coaching. And today I'm joined by Keith and Juliet Johnson from Couple to Couple Coaching. Hello, Keith and Juliet.
Hi.
Hi, Ruth. Lovely to see you.
Great to be here.
Great to have you with us this afternoon. It'd just be great to have a bit of a chat about what you do and maybe what's distinctive about what you do. It sounds really interesting. So I wonder if you could just start by telling us a little bit of the journey of how you came to couples coaching.
So we are ourselves, of course, a couple. We're married. We've been married for 37 years. And looking back over the years in various different contexts, we found ourselves often working to support couples building relationships, young couples, couples in the middle of their journey, all sorts of different ages and stages. And we found ourselves becoming increasingly passionate, really, about, I guess, both the joy and the struggle of building relationships that last and wanting to do something to help people to do that more effectively.
So one of the things that we have done for a number of years are lead pre-marriage courses, where we get to meet at the end of the course with each couple individually. And it sparked a thought in us that if only we could have asked a better question, that we could have helped these couples more. And that started us on the journey for coaching. And becoming, both of us becoming accredited ICF coaches, because we felt that the coaching approach could really help couples find out what they wanted their relationship to look like and how they were going to get there.
So we had been running these courses for many years. I'd seen hundreds of couples come through courses. And as Juliet said, we in about 2013, we really felt we wanted to build our skills to help people more. And we were conscious that we didn't want to become clinical counsellors or therapists, although we absolutely value those disciplines. And so in 2013, we did the coaching program at Henley Business School, and then followed that up in 2013 with another coaching program that gave us our ICF accreditation. And I think we immediately saw how applicable this was to working with couples building relationships.
Yes, and that's where we started looking at how we could use coaching tools to better help couples build their relationship. And we felt very strongly that we wanted to do that together, that being a couple, we wanted to work with couples to have a dynamic of a couple going on a journey together with another couple.
And I think we've seen that be very powerful and pretty distinctive. And in the same way that I think we love the coaching approach because we feel it has such a positive dynamic about it. So we love the fact, for instance, that lots of our clients recommend us to their couple friends because they're proud of
the idea. That's always a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yeah.
They're proud of the idea that they've got a coach or two coaches to help them with what is perhaps the thing they most want in their whole lives. And we love that. And in the same way, as Juliet mentioned, we love the fact that we get such a positive response about the fact that we are a couple who are both coaches coaching a couple, and that can help to remove maybe a lot of perceptions about gender bias or other things like that.
Mm. So as you work then, it really is the two of you talking to the two others. It sounds like it's not one of you is taking the lead and the other is following or something. It's very much a kind of shared partnership. Is that fair?
Yeah, well, we try and make it like that. And we fall over each other all the time, actually. But no, we think that's really important. I think there is a challenge. You know, we never wanted it to be that one of us would take the lead with a couple and the other sit and take notes sort of thing. Mm. But how we manage that, you know, what you choose to pick up on in a conversation, Sometimes there's a bit of a tussle between us. But actually what we do is we have a conversation in front of the couple, you know, there that they're witnessing, and we say, well, you know, what would you like to do? Because this is their journey.
Yeah.
It's not ours, it's theirs. And they are the people who are setting the agenda. And so sometimes
you're asking them.
We're asking them. We would say, you know, what feels more important to you? You know, I'm thinking about going, asking you something that goes in this direction. I'd like to pick up on this. And Keith might say, oh, well, yeah, but I'm thinking this. Yeah. And then we say, well, so what do you think? and
do people generally have a conversation about that in front of you then? Or is it obvious to them?
They indeed sometimes do, yes.
Yeah.
And I think, as Juliet said, this is partly, I think, just about empowering the client as an idea that would be common to many companies, which is where do you want to go as the client? It's also, I think, about us trying to role model the reality of relationship, which is two different people navigating something together. Well, we're navigating this coaching journey with our clients just as much as they are. And I think so often as a couple, one of you might feel that the other person has the advantage because of the life experience they've had. And I think one of the things we love about this is that, of course, we got married on the same day. You'll be pleased to know. Since we married
each
other.
That's good, isn't it? In the same place.
And therefore, by definition, we are both equally qualified to share our experiences of marriage. Yeah. Neither of us is better than the other when it comes to being married. And we did our coach training on the same day. We did our coach training together on literally the same together, courses, literally sitting next to each other in the same classroom. And so in that sense, we also are equal. And we wanted this to be something that we built together as a couple that really was an equal partnership.
And that's really interesting in the kind of world that we are in now, isn't it? That kind of equality thing, the doing things together as one. It must be challenging though, because I bet there are times when one of you kind of wants to say something and the other one really disagrees almost. And kind of, do you have those moments?
Yes, we do. I think we've become better at navigating them. I think we have a high degree of trust between each other on if one of us feels really strongly to go in the direction, then the other will just allow that to go forward. Because, you know, I do respect the fact that Keith picks up on things that maybe I don't, or and would feel more strongly about it, whereas I will, you know, I might pick up on something else. And so we have learned to navigate that a little bit better, I think. But then we can just argue about it afterwards.
I'm sure you never do that.
No, never, of course.
but I think, Ruth, you touch on a good point, which is that we recognise that what we're trying to do, first of all, which is to be two coaches working together, is quite hard. Yeah. And secondly, to try and be truly an equal partnership is even harder. And we're not just masochists in wanting to try and find the hardest thing we could think of to do. But I think what we've seen over coaching many, many, many couples for 5 or 6 years now is that when that all comes together, it does create an environment for a couple who are struggling on a journey that is really safe and empowering and empathic, that is, I think, genuinely very, very unusual. And we get such lovely feedback from couples who say how non-judged they felt, how open they felt they could be, how, you know, how much empathy they felt. And I think that comes from the fact that in a funny sort of way, they see us also trying to figure something out as a couple as well.
And the other thing is people will say to us, one of the most common pieces of feedback we have is, we would never have had that conversation without you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the important thing, isn't it? As coaches, we're trying to help people unpack and work out what they really think about something and what they really want, and not, you know, and take the time to do that. And I don't think as couples we very often do that with each other. It's actually really hard, isn't it? Particularly if you've got children around and all of that, you know, it's difficult to find that space to have those sorts of conversations. And I mean, we think it's a real privilege to provide a safe space for couples to talk to each other. And that is something we're very, very passionate about, is we don't want the couples to talk to us. We want them to talk to each other.
Right.
We want them to have that conversation with each other. In fact, we remind each other all the time, you know, we want to keep it dyadic. We want the couple to be talking to each other, and us just as onlookers, or if you like, the people boundaries, so that they're safe. And that's a really important thing. This is their journey. It isn't about us. It is their journey.
Yeah. And what you can't see, Ruth, is that on the front of our computer screen right now, we have a post-it note that we leave here when we coach that says, keep it dyadic, ! Constantly remind us that this is about the couple talking to each other. And I think there's a lovely parallel with the kind of coaching most of us do with an individual client. So in the same way that when an individual client is talking, in one sense, of course, they're talking to the coach, but what you really want in a way is for them to be talking to themselves.
Yeah.
It's the conversation they're having with themselves that's most important. The coach is just there as a facilitator to make the conversation happen. And in the same way, the parallel to us is we want this couple talking to each other.
Yeah, that's the conversation to themselves.
Their own ideas.
Between the two of them,
And the more we can sit back, the better.
One of the things that we always say to couples when we start out on a coaching journey is that, you know, as much as we have 37 years of experience, they are two unique individuals who are building a unique relationship. We don't have any experience of that. They are the experts in their relationship. Actually, they will be able to uncover and work out how they work best together. Mm-hmm. And that will be unique to them. And we want to help them do that. And, you know, we feel like we're barely experts in our own relationship in some way. You know, every day you change, every day you grow, every day something else happens, and it's all about maintaining that connection.
Another thought that we keep in our minds that we find helpful is that we often say to people that we don't consider either of them to be our client. We consider their relationship to be our client. And in fact, we sometimes find it helpful almost to think that on the other side of the room, or nowadays, of course, currently the other side of the screen, there are actually three people. There's two people and there's their relationship. Their relationship.
The bit between them.
Yes, their relationship is almost like a person in itself. It's an entity in itself. And that's what we consider to be our client. And we find that helpful way. First of all, a helpful way of avoiding bias. You know, one person's perspective over another, but also to see that that's the person, in inverted commas, that we ultimately want to see flourish, is their relationship.
Yeah.
The space between.
Exactly, the space between them. And I think, you know, we mentioned to you last time we spoke that one of the questions we sometimes ask is, if your relationship could speak, what would it ask for?
Wow.
And that's often quite helpful in giving people distance to step back from, well, you know, I'm feeling really anxious or, you know, angry or whatever. And, oh my goodness, yes, if our relationship could speak, what would that require? It's quite a helpful way of thinking, getting a different perspective.
Yeah.
If your relationship could speak. What would it say?
Yeah.
That feels really profound.
It is profound, isn't it? Because, you know, the truth is a lot of relationship conflict ends up being a sort of me versus you sort of debate, doesn't it? And the other phrase we sometimes use is that this is about me becoming we. It's about our relationship taking centre stage and each of us as individuals taking a step back.
I think it also helps identify what makes your relationship thrive and different, you know, because every couple is unique, there are different things that will help that relationship to thrive. Obviously, we need to have that connection with each other, but what are the outside influences that help you to thrive? Because relationships don't stand alone. They're not meant to be, in our view, they are not meant to be the one and only thing that, you know, that makes you as a couple thrive. Actually, we need a couple of friendships,
yeah,
good friends as couples, we yeah. need friends as individuals, we need input from all sorts of other things so that we as the unique person are thriving, so that we can help our relationship to thrive.
Yeah.
And actually we try and encourage people to think about that, because quite often you can think about, you know, situations where maybe you've got young children at home, or you're at the other end of the life sort of stage where your children have left and now you've got elderly parents to care for, and one of you can feel very consumed by all of that and lose some of those outside inputs because you're consumed with all of that, and therefore you're depleted. So it's not surprising that the relationship then becomes a little bit depleted. And therefore, how do we help one another? You know, there are lots of dynamics going on here.
Yeah. I've got a question in my head about individuals and couples, and I'm just trying to wonder how to articulate. I suppose I'm wondering, do you ever, in the course of your couple-to-couple coaching, then coach the individuals, or do you not do that because it's all about the relationship?
Sure. So the answer is that we very, very rarely see individuals in a couple on their own. We do occasionally, but very rarely, and in general, we don't. And I think that's partly because, again, once you start seeing people individually, I think, again, there's lots of risk of bias and a lack of transparency, which is not to say we never do, but we generally don't. Secondly, I think at the end of the day, everything has to come into the room in a relationship. Everything has to be in the room at the end of the day, otherwise it isn't a relationship. What we do sometimes do is we do sometimes refer individuals to others, whether they be coaches or counsellors or therapists, because if one person in the relationship maybe had something that we thought was a particular need, it might be they had a genuine therapy or counselling need. Maybe they were struggling with a mental health issue or with an addiction or something like that. Then not only would that typically be something we wouldn't consider ourselves qualified to work with, but even if we did, we would not generally want to work on something with an individual within a couple, because again, we're losing that sense of balance, and we're losing that sense of we're here for both of you.
Yeah.
On the occasions when we have done it, though, we always say to the individuals, you know, before we begin this, whatever we talk about, we want you to bring back into the room when we're together. So think about what you'll think about, first of all, what you're going to say here in this space.
So that we're not leaving things unsaid.
Absolutely not. And I think, you know, part of the absolute contracting of this being safe and working is that there are no secrets. So in other words, we absolutely will not accept knowing something from one person.
We're not going to keep a secret.
So we're not doing anything where someone says to us, well, I need to tell you something that's happening, but I don't want my partner to know. To us, that would be an absolute contracting no-no.
We'd
never do that.
So we mentioned just a minute ago therapy and counselling, and I have another question, I guess, about what's the differential between, or what's distinctive about couples coaching that isn't the same as couples counselling or couples therapy?
There was a cartoon that we saw. You can probably imagine it. You know, the chap who's fallen off the cliff and he's holding on to a twig, right? And yeah. he's about to fall. And someone leans over the top and says, well, now let's take some time to work out how you got here. So that would be sort of relationship counselling.
Yeah.
Whereas a coach says, gets them up and says, okay, let's get going. And as we go, let's work out what happened. It emerges. So we tend to have a much more forward-looking, generally a more forward-looking perspective. The other way you could say is if you rang me up and said, could you give me directions to your house? Well, the first question I would ask you is, where are you?
Okay, yeah.
So we often ask people in the first session to describe where they are, you know, give us a sense of what's brought them to coaching. Yeah. And then we often talk about what would they like to get out of it. Mm. Now, in that conversation, things will emerge. And as we go on, there may be conflicts from the past or things that have happened may not be conflicts. For example, some time ago, we coached a couple where the impact of the death of a parent had never been fully resolved, and that there was real deep grief there where some bereavement counselling was really required for one party in that couple. Yeah. And so we would refer them for that. But it was impacting the relationship and they didn't realise it. And therefore, but it came out.
Yeah, I suppose what the coaching's doing is bringing that to, helping a couple understand that's what's going on. Sure.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, there's a lot written, isn't there, about the difference between therapy and coaching. And I think the truth is they are on a continuum.
Yes,
but right, there's no doubt that a counselling approach tends to be more, as Juliet says, more diagnostic. In other words, let's find out what went wrong. Whereas a coaching approach, I think, is more future focused and more solution focused about where do we want to go next. Yeah, and I think also, hopefully implicit in the conversation we've had so far, is I think there's an essential difference in the relationship, in the sense that this is not a doctor-patient relationship, if you like. This is a relationship of peers on a journey together. And so I think there's a flavour that's different. We very much discourage our clients from thinking that we're the experts, that we have the answers, all of that sort of stuff, and very much that we are fellow travellers navigating a journey. And I think as well, even to the point that actually Juliet was making about how sometimes we disagree with each other, one of the things about coaching, I think, is that we see this is not like driving up the M1 to a destination. where we can take a wrong turn, which you could. This really is, like all coaching, more like having a walk in the woods and seeing what you notice, in which case it's less obvious that there's ever a wrong turn.
And actually, you know, where there are questions, that's where supervision is really helpful. And we do have supervision that enables us to raise issues and say, well, we're wondering whether we've hit a boundary here. Is this one where we refer on, or do we continue? And even if we refer on, do we stay in support of the couple, helping them maintain a safe space whilst they do the counselling journey? And that's one of the beauties of supervision, isn't it? That allows you to raise those issues
and think that through yourself as a coach or as coaches. Together, I guess. You do your supervision together, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, again, we do supervision. Yeah. We do everything together.
Do everything together. Yeah, yes. You're not sick of him yet.
Yeah, we do. That's true.
We do other things in our lives. That we don't
oh,
do
that's
together.
Good then.
But all our couple coaching we do together, and our couple coaching supervision we do together.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Just thinking about that peer thing as well, it was just reminding me of the power dynamic we talk about in coaching full stop, doesn't it, of the fact that we don't want, as a coach, to feel like we are the ones with the power and the other person doesn't have the power. Yeah. It's about we are sharing this together, and the responsibility for this is between us. Yeah. And that's just exactly the same, isn't it? It's what you're describing.
Yes. Mm. And I think you face exactly the same challenges as you do with normal coaching, which is, as much as you might contract that to be the case,
yes,
clients often have nonetheless a tendency to look to you for the answers.
Yeah.
So I think that still happens. And people look at us and they say, well, you've been married for 37 years and you're not throwing crockery at each other. You must therefore
you must be perfect.
Have a better relationship.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that has to just be constantly reinforced all the time.
That this is a sharing of power or responsibility,
and I think
or whatever.
It's a very, very natural human desire when we feel like we're in a bit of a mess to want someone to come and fix us. Mm. I mean, we all fall foul of that, and we just need to be reminded of what it is we're doing here.
Yeah.
I'm
wondering, at the beginning of the conversation that you have with your couples, whether there's any particular work you have to do to kind of change any perceptions that this isn't counselling or therapy.
So we
have a contracting conversation up front that would be exactly comparable to the kind of contracting conversation you would have as a coach with any client. Although, as I say, I think it needs constantly reinforcing. We would reinforce the points that Juliet made a little while ago about how they're unique, they're individuals, their relationship is unique, all of that.
We always make sure that we get both parties to engage with that conversation. You never want it, if there's one person just taking the lead for the couple, it's not going to work. We need both people to be invested. Couple-to-couple coaching doesn't work if you've got one person sitting there under duress.
Basically,
because there has to be a willingness, even though we don't know what the outcome is going to be, there has to be a willingness to do the work.
Yeah. And I think the point that Juliet made earlier, again, about the fact that we're constantly trying to make this, as we would describe it, a dyadic conversation between them, very much helps that, because I think a conversation that is essentially between them and us quite naturally slips into that expert advice giver mode. Whereas the more we get them talking to each other, the more I think it reinforces the fact that this is us helping them navigate their journey.
And again, little things, people say, they'll be having this sort of conversation, and one person, and this has happened a few times, has said, gosh, I never really knew I thought that until I said it.
Yeah.
And it's these sorts of things that the conversations that we want people to be able to have together when we're not there, of course.
Well, because actually, that's absolutely true. But even in a funny sort of way, even more than that, it's surprising how often we have couples having conversations in front of us, and one of them will say, I never knew you thought that.
Yeah.
Very common. I mean, that happens all the time.
I'm wondering if anybody's listening to this who's interested in becoming a couples coach. It sounds like you have got something that's pretty distinctive, and there's not a lot of others that like you around who would do couple-to-couple coaching. But I wonder if there was a piece of advice or a tip that you could give somebody who was thinking that, might be something that they would like to do with their partner.
Goodness. Well, I think, first of all, we're always happy to talk to anyone who wants to do this. I think it's a small crowd, if you know what I mean, of people who are doing this, because you need to be someone who's an accredited coach, who has a partner, who's someone who's an accredited coach.
Who is also,
who you want to work together to do this. So we accept that that's a fairly small community of people, but we're always happy to chat with people and share some of our journey.
Yes, and I think one of the things that I would encourage people to think about is if you want to get into this, actually have a reflection on your own life and see what you've observed in your journey as a couple, in terms of relationships with other couples. I think one of the things about our journey has been that when we look back, you know, when we started out as a young married couple, there were other couples who we did life with.
Yeah.
And had that sort of input. This wasn't, these were just friends, but we did life together and we had a fairly transparent relationship, the four couples, but you know, together.
Yeah.
And that's sort of started something, I think, an inclusivity of doing life with people.
So now I think that's great, actually. If you're a couple and interested in this, then as Juliet says, find another couple and start a conversation about your relationships.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Brilliant.
And again, you know, it's not about, I think that's the other thing that, you know, we don't need to hear people's secrets, their deepest, darkest secrets, to help them build a great relationship. There's no inventory, there's no you know, making people expose themselves. They only tell us what they want to tell us. They only share what they want to share, and we will work with that. Obviously, the more transparent and honest that people can be with us and with each other, the more benefit that they will get. But even a little bit will start you moving on the journey. And everybody
progresses, progress.
Yes, yeah,
for
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. Marble and Kramer.
Yeah.
And if somebody is listening or a couple is listening, perhaps, and they are interested in having some couples coaching, couple to couple coaching, how do they contact you?
Sure. Well, look, you can.
Or anybody else.
Yes. you can find us and contact us through our website, which is coupletocouplecoaching.co.uk. That's coupletocouplecoaching.co.uk. There's lots more information there about what we do and how we go about our approach. And you can contact us through the website. We'd love to hear from you if couple coaching is something that you feel might be useful for you, or if you're just curious about what we do. Always happy to chat.
Yeah. And we, you know, with any couple, we would, particularly in these times, but we would normally do it face to face, but we do, you know, just half hour chats, get to know us, just, you know, no obligation, no charge, just sign up for one and we can meet and chat and see
whether there's legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. So as we close, I wonder if there is one thought that you would love to leave us with today.
I think the thought that I would like to leave people with is the benefit of having another couple who you can be honest with and share with, and how beneficial that is, whether those are friends or whether you come for coaching, that relationships don't exist in isolation. Mm-hmm. And right now is a time when we really need each other, because we are all forced into a certain amount of isolation, and that can put a real strain on our relationships. So,
yeah. And I think I would say that one of the things that I think is at the root of our passion for this is that we see through our own life, let alone what we observe in others, that, you know, a couple relationship that lasts a lifetime is probably, let's be honest, the thing that most people yearn for, maybe more than anything else in their whole life. And yet it's perhaps the hardest thing we'll ever do. And it can sometimes feel very isolating. We can feel very alone in it. There still seems to be quite a stigma around relationships that are struggling. And we just say to people, this is a journey of a lifetime and we all need help. And that's our passion, is to help people have the thing that probably they want more than anything else in their whole life.
Right at the beginning of our journey, I remember having a few wobbles before we got married. and thinking, am I doing the right thing? And having this image in my mind of sort of getting ready to go on an adventure with a backpack and heading off, you know. And I just thought, if life is an adventure, which it is, then the person I'd want to do that adventure with is Keith. And that's not just because he's a foot taller than me and can see better, but it does help. But that actually I saw that we had a complementary set of skills and talents, and our experience has been, you know, you face challenges, and sometimes one of you is stronger in that situation, can help the other one over it. And that's a journey of a lifetime, as he says. It's still an adventure, and it can get better with time. And yeah, you know, there's lots more to be had.
Brilliant. Well, Julia, Keith, thank you so much for joining us today. You've left me with lots to think about, left our listeners, I guess, with lots to think about. I'm Ruth Bennett. You've been listening to my conversation with Keith and Julia Johnson from Couple to Couple Coaching. That's all from the Coaching Inn from this time. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Coaching Inn. Find out more about us at www.3dcoaching.com/b-developed.